My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, Republican from the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He joins me now to offer his thoughts after the first presidential debate between President Obama and Republican nominee Mitt Romney. For the most part, the punditry, the snap polls seem to suggest that Mitt Romney was the winner, and most don't seem to think it was all that close. But Congressman, you obviously come at this from a perspective slightly different than most Americans because you're a member of Congress. What did you take away most of all from that debate last night?
Well, going into it, I'd heard so many of the Democratic pundits saying, oh, Romney's going to win, he's a better debater, and I'm going, oh, no, they've got everybody set up for low expectations for President Obama, and so it's obviously he'll do better than they're saying, and they'll say, oh, he won because he exceeded the low expectations, because he's a much better debater than Romney is. But last night, boy, we saw two different debaters emerge. One that was quite good in Romney, and one who was quite weak, seemingly from the president. But in fairness to the president, it's easier to debate if you have got a strong record behind you, and he just didn't have a whole lot to defend.
What do you think were some of the more effective moments for Mitt Romney?
Well, first of all, he was very, very well prepared, and there were things that he said that I had been trying to get across to people, hoping that he would understand, but I had not heard before, that he understood things like the fact that when the president says he's going after Exxon and big oil, if you look at his specific proposals, they don't hurt big oil. In fact, they destroy independent oil and gas producers who produce 90%, 95% really the oil and gas wells in the continental U.S. And so when you've got the president saying he's going after big oil, but everything he's doing will kill all of their competition, which is the independent oil companies, and all those jobs they produce, that's not going after big oil. In fact, Exxon and the big guys would love for them to put all the independents out of business. That means the price of gas would go up, which is what Obama has promised in the first place. So the one promise that President Obama did not take credit for, that he could have taken credit for keeping, was making energy costs spike. So, that's a tough thing to bring up in a debate.
What do you expect from the Obama campaign moving forward here? They've promised adjustments. We obviously have two presidential and one vice presidential debates left in front of us. So how do you expect their strategy to change?
Well, they're going to have him better prepared, but Romney was prepared, and they're going to have him as knowledgeable about what he's talking about as Romney was, and that's going to be a big change, because clearly last night the person with the most knowledge was Romney. The fact that he knew that there would have been $90 billion given away to green energy when actually there have been no giveaways to oil companies. They are allowed to take deductions. They'll have to have him more knowledgeable than he was. He's not going to be getting away with simple patronizing of the American people. He's going to have to finally come up with some substance.
I think for the most part, sir, conservatives were pretty pleased with the performance, and certainly that Romney seemed to do better than President Obama. But from a policy standpoint, there were some criticisms I've seen out there that Romney seemed to take a bigger government approach than they would have liked, whether it's Medicare, saying that he would absolutely not cut anything out of education, that he was relatively positive towards regulation, although he clearly made some distinctions between himself and the president. So what do you make of that, and do you think that he's moving too far away, perhaps in some areas, from the base?
Well, I think it tells me, or did tell me last night, that despite the great performance, and I'd like to think it wasn't a performance, it was just Romney being Romney, but we are going to have an awful lot of work to do come January. After President Romney is sworn in, we're going to have a lot of work to do to make sure he understands. He's a very smart guy, And we got to make sure that he gets the information to help him understand that you're going to be okay if you don't cut education from the state and local government level, but it's okay to get the federal government out of the business of telling educators what they can or can't do.
What do you think we're likely to see next week in the vice presidential debate between Paul Ryan and Joe Biden?
Well, it's hard to say. I've heard Vice President Biden say things, you know, does he know how false that is, how untrue that statement actually is? And I really don't know the answer to that. But I know from having debated people on television before that when you debate people that make up stuff, it's really tough to debate. So, you know, people are talking about, you know, Paul Ryan should really knock it out of the park. Let me just tell you, prepare you, it's tough to debate people that make stuff up, even when they don't realize they're just making stuff up. So I hope that we'll see the real vice president come through for us, and we'll see the real Paul Ryan come through, and that's what I'm hoping that will happen.
What kind of debater have you seen Paul Ryan to be over the last several years?
Well, 101 when there's nobody around and it's him and me, he's awesome. But, but when there's a crowd around, it gets even better.
A lot of accusations last night from the president that Mitt Romney has been very vague, not very specific on his plans. Do you feel like you've got a pretty good handle on what the specifics of his plans are?
Oh, well, yeah, and he's been specific. But you know, you always have to consider the source. And when the criticism that he was too vague comes from a president that ran around the country spending millions and millions and millions of taxpayer dollars flying around telling people to pass my bill right now, right here, right today, and he didn't even have a bill the whole, you know, all these times he's running around that says my plan for health care is this, that, and the other, and we keep asking, you know, where's his plan, and he didn't have one. So for him to talk about vagueness from Romney just says to me, yeah, you consider the source, you know, wave your hand and move on.
Final question, sir. How big of a difference do you think this debate made in this race?
There are very few percentage points of the undecided, so probably not going to have as big of an effect as it has perhaps in some races. But I tell you also, I was thrilled that so many people were watching, because one of the problems in this country for way too long has been people have not been paying attention. They've not been engaged enough. And I'm very grateful that people are starting to notice. That's what the founders intended. They never intended to have government run itself without people deciding, you didn't keep your promise, you're out. You didn't keep your promise, you're out. You made things worse, you're out. They expected that from voters, but voters have got to be engaged to do that.
Well, as you said, the ratings seem to suggest that they are engaged at this point. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much. Glad to be with you, Greg.
You bet. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.